One in six respondents to a survey in Germany reported experiencing side effects after receiving a COVID-19 shot, German newspaper Neue Osnabrücker Zeitung reported. The survey, conducted by Germany's Forsa Institute on behalf of the newspaper and the online magazine Multipolar, polled 1,002 people between October 7 to 8. According to the Gateway Pundit, a significant 17% of respondents openly stated they did not tolerate the COVID vaccination well overall. Commenting on the 1 in 6 statistic, Steve Kirsch, founder of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, told The Defender, "That is not a safe vaccine. I mean, you should be calling up these guys who are promoting the vaccine and ask them, with 1 in 6 people reporting side effects, how that's a safe vaccine." According to the survey, 73% of respondents did not report adverse reactions. An additional 10% of respondents reported not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Christoph Ploth, DO, a member of the World Council for Health Steering Committee, said the survey also asked whether the respondents personally knew someone who experienced severe side effects after the mRNA treatment. The number is also explosive, 35% answered yes. Harold Wallach, PhD, founder and director of the Change Health Science Institute in Germany and professional research fellow at Kazimieras Simonovičius University in Lithuania, told The Defender the survey results likely don't show the full extent of adverse events following COVID-19 vaccination. Whether people or doctors attribute causality of the symptoms to the vaccination depends on their attitude, Wallach said. So it might be the case that side effects that start later, say 6 months later, such as an autoimmune disease, will not easily be attributed to the vaccination, even though it might be. Ploth noted there are hardly any recognized vaccination injuries, and people are still told by their doctor that their changes in health are not gene therapy related. But here, 17% complained of adverse side effects, according to the survey, so 11 million Germans could have experienced side effects, Ploth said. The actual number, including the long-term results, is expected to be even higher, Ploth added. The Gateway Pundit cited data from Germany's IMPF COVID-19 vaccination dashboard showing that, as of April 2023, 77.9% of the German population had received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, 62.6% had received at least one booster, and 15.2% received at least two booster doses. The data show 22.1% of the population were unvaccinated. Survey results just scratching the tip of the iceberg. With all the so far known mechanisms of harm, including the effects of DNA plasmid contamination and genomic integration of the injections, we are just scratching the tip of the iceberg, Ploth said. Wallach said he also was not at all surprised by the survey's outcome. 2 years ago, Andreas Schaffbeck, the CEO of a small German insurer, BKK Provida, raised alarms because he saw many severe side effects as a consequence of the vaccination campaign in his data. He extrapolated that at least 5% of the German population had severe side effects, Wallach said. Yet, no one listened, and he was fired. In 2022, Germany's National Association for Statutory Health Insurance Physicians provided data indicating a more than fourfold increase in the number of people who died suddenly and unexpectedly in 2021 and 2022 compared to previous years. That's insane, Kirsch said. You can't have a fourfold increase in sudden deaths. Tell me another safe vaccine that increases all-cause mortality by 4 times. Ploth said the official data in Germany likely underrepresents the true prevalence of adverse events related to the COVID-19 vaccines. So far, the data of the German Paul-Ehrlich Institute only shows 340,000 side effects. This starkly contrasts with the data from this survey of 11 million people who could have experienced them, Ploth said. According to Wallach, the Paul-Ehrlich Institute, the Federal Institute for Vaccines and Biomedicine, recently stopped monitoring vaccine-related adverse events. He said, "What is a huge scandal is the fact that the Paul-Ehrlich Institute has shut down its adverse events database with the argument it is all going into the European database. So, we have no data at all, not only no reliable data, no data at all. And of the few surveys, such as this one, it is difficult to tell how reliable they are. In the few court cases where officials of the Paul-Ehrlich Institute had to answer, it became clear that they were overwhelmed, did not have the personnel and had official orders from the Ministry of Health to not further pursue this." According to Albert Benavides, founder of VRSAware.com, which tracks adverse event reports filed with VERS, the U.S. government-run vaccine adverse event reporting system. Germany outpaces every other country in the world with foreign severe adverse events reports in VERS. By population and proportion, Germany is number one in almost every metric, and also holds the number one position with 2,681 reports, Benavides said. Since November 2022, Germany and other European countries no longer report to VERS, because of the arbitrary request by the European Medicines Agency and the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to conceal critical data fields on the premise of patient confidentiality, Benavides said. Since only a fraction of reports actually get crosswalked into VERS from Germany via Eudravigilance, I could only imagine there must be heavy human damage in Germany, Benavides added. At this point, with the suppression of data all around the world, who knows if Germany is a high water mark or par for the course? German toxicologist Helmut Sturz, previously a researcher for major pharmaceutical companies, told The Defender that, extrapolating from the behavior of Dr. Karl Lauterbach and the Robert Koch Institute, the German Public Health Institute, I cannot see the willingness to make official data for Germany available. The Robert Koch Institute, RKI, is the German equivalent of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Plouffe said it's worth remembering that Lauterbach, Germany's federal minister of health, described the COVID-19 vaccines as safe and effective, and for a long time, as free of side effects. Lauterbach is still in office, Plouffe said. In March 2023, Lauterbach admitted that COVID-19 vaccine adverse events are prevalent and victims are being ignored, after previously denying publicly that the COVID-19 vaccines were connected to adverse events. In July, an unnamed whistleblower in Germany released what became known as the RKI files, showing that Germany's response to the COVID-19 pandemic was based on political objectives, with the government implementing countermeasures that often contradicted scientific evidence and the opinion of government scientists. The entire medical community should be calling for a halt of these vaccines. The survey also showed that 40% of respondents supported the launch of an official government inquiry into the German government's COVID-19 policies and vaccine rollout. Only 29% of respondents said they supported legal investigations with appropriate consequences for the politicians responsible for these policies. Wallach said he does not expect Germany will establish such an inquiry. They are under huge pressure for a lot of bad politics, COVID being the heritage of the previous government mainly, Wallach said. So, they will try to avoid more publicity if they can. However, Wallach said that if the German government comes under more pressure, it's possible they might choose to open this can of worms to avoid several others, but it is difficult to predict. Plouffe said that so far, the German government has denied a need for a COVID-19 inquiry, but one of the country's largest opposition parties, the Alternative for Germany, AfD, has just called for a hearing. In the counties in which the AfD gained enough support in the last elections, especially in the east of Germany, a call for an investigation with massive opposition of the parties responsible for the COVID measures exists, Plouffe said. Wallach said similar calls were made in the Brandenburg region, and there are many more voices being raised these days, though the powers that be are trying to ignore them. For Sturz, the survey results show the majority of people seem to have no interest in understanding what has happened since 2020 and to find out who is responsible. He said this is reminiscent of the first years after World War II, when nobody wanted to know and to discuss because everybody had at least tolerated the criminal National Socialist government. Only a tsunami of severe side effects would wake the people up, Sturz said. The release of the survey, and the calls, by segments of the German population, for a national COVID-19 inquiry, come as a similar inquiry in Slovakia produced a report calling on that country's government to ban dangerous mRNA vaccines. However, a recent proposal for a COVID-19 inquiry, by Lauterbach himself, was quashed by the country's coalition government, Berliner Zeitung reported. COVID-19 inquiries in some other countries, including New Zealand, the UK and Canada, have been accused of ignoring vaccine injuries and the harms of pandemic-related countermeasures, such as lockdowns and mask mandates. Kirsch suggested that Germany and other countries, and scientists and doctors, follow Slovakia's example. The entire medical community should be calling for a halt of these vaccines, Kirsch said. Journalist and author John Leake told The Defender that while Slovakia's bold posture about all manner of major public policy issues has been astonishing, Slovakia is a tiny country and its influence is limited in the European Union. Plove said German media have largely ignored the survey results and stories relating to vaccine-related adverse events. He highlighted a lack of public knowledge about the RKI files as an example of this lack of media coverage. Only 28% of Germans have heard of the RKI files. The vast majority know nothing about it, Plove said. Sturz said the media are co-responsible for the catastrophe by supporting the unreasonable and dangerous vaccination campaign and pandemic measures, and the insane polemic against unvaccinated people, for which they have been financially supported by Big Pharma. Sturz accused mainstream media of being reluctant to criticize COVID-19 policies today because they might be attacked as being partly responsible for the hundreds of thousands of victims of severe side effects and deaths.